The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, 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 and welcome to episode 51 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from The K-Way, and on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys, talking through the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, stories, and everything in between.
Yeah, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you follow us on social media. Ooh, nearly forgot. At How You At You, or you can use the hashtag How You At You. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics. So this is where we're going to give you guys a rundown of the hottest K-news that's happened over the past week or so. So Shanice, spill the tea.
All right. So first and foremost, fans are outraged over Wavy's Ten and Yang Yang's recent interview being linked to Lucas's whole controversy. So I know we've missed a week. I'm not going to go into it. Again, we are not journalists, so do your own research. But to summarize real quickly, Wavy's Lucas has been in a lot of hot water recently as various alleged victims have accused him of gaslighting them and cheating on them. There's a whole lot of threads and screenshots, and then there's articles saying it's false, they say things, they're making up stories of saying it's true. It's a whole lot of mess. SM hasn't really said anything about it. There hasn't been an official statement from what I remember. I could be wrong. But that's the brief summary of it all if you're a bit confused about what's going on. So if you want to know more, Google's your friend. But anyway, back to Ten and Yang Yang's recent interview. So a recent interview with South China Morning Post, Ten and Yang Yang were promoting their recent subunit single Lolo. Ten took some time out to directly speak to fans about their worries, saying that, you know, fans don't need to worry about us that much because we're working towards our goals and we're still Wavy. The interviewer asked Ten about his concerns about worrying fans. Ten replied that he would like his fans not to worry as the members will still work hard. The author of the article states that the two members did not address Lucas's controversy explicitly, nor does this person include any questions that may have been related to the whole situation as well. However, fans were still upset about the implications throughout the article that Ten was asked to address the scandal. So many fans state that the interview should only address the work that Ten and Yang Yang are doing and it shouldn't allude to anything outside that. And others were cursing at SM Entertainment for putting Ten in that situation. However, many other people, including myself, disagree because we were thinking that, you know, the interviewer actually didn't do anything wrong. If you actually look at the article, she didn't ask any questions alluding to Lucas, and it was Ten originally that actually brought up, said, you know, fans don't need to worry. So he said that on his own accord, and then she had a following up question about worries and stuff like that. Also, I don't know if many of you guys know that are not, that don't work within like the K-pop or the K-world realm. I don't know about you, Shay. I think probably you have, but I can only speak for me personally. I have previously interviewed artists and idols, and before you can even say 안녕하세요 or hello to these people, there's a lot of back and forth with emails.
There's a lot of red tape.
Companies want to know exactly what you're asking. They want to know exactly. And I don't even think that's just a K-pop thing, but I feel like in the K-pop world anyway, they're more strict. Like, they want to know exactly, they want to know if you're going to say, how are you? They want to know every single question. If you're going to play games, what games are you playing? So,
and say, like, if everything gets approved, even if they don't like the final cut mm-hmm. or the direction that things went in, like, they would stop that from going out. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
So I feel like the writer is getting a lot of hate at the moment. I'm not sure, because I know with certain, I don't really do written articles. I've done a few, like, in the past. Mm-hmm. But I do know sometimes, you know, you might be able to interview an idol, whatever, but it's not you that produces the headline for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know exactly what the headline was, and the headline may be a bit, maybe it was a bit clickbaity, but sometimes the writer doesn't have control of the actual headline of it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's just the content. So bear that in mind. So people, don't be mean to people online. At the end of the day as well, people need to realise that that's a journalist's job at the same time. They have to put some... I'm not saying that, you know, the song's not engaging on its own, but it's like there's a big elephant in the room. So websites want clicks. This is a big story at the moment. I personally don't feel like she's done anything wrong. She didn't do anything messy. She didn't really, as I said, she didn't really address the scandal or anything like that. So it was all like alluded to.
Mm.
So if you know and you follow, then you can, you know, say, oh, maybe that's what they're referring to, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's what they're referring to, because it wasn't explicitly
exactly, like, we can't, like, overread between the lines. And I think people also need to remember that in media, that polarizing content is sometimes produced for a reason, and, like, mm-hmm. sometimes publicity, to some companies and to some individuals, publicity is publicity, whether it's, like, mm-hmm. positive or negative. So at the end of the day, it is a business. There are people behind this. Yes, sometimes mistakes are made and there's the odd article that goes out with a different title or something, but there's a lot of people that these things usually have to go through to be approved and published usually. So
yeah,
so
keep that in mind. Everyone be nice to each other, kumbaya and all that. Moving on, it's official, Park Seo Joon is joining the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but we already knew that, but it's been confirmed, people. So months after it was first reported that the actor will be starring in the Marvels, the upcoming sequel to Captain Marvel, on the 3rd of August, Awesome Entertainment announced that Park Seo Joon had flown out of Korea that day to film a Marvel movie, but then they declined to provide any further details or confirm any, like, specifics of it.
It was, like, mysterious.
This was like a tease, and I was like, but then they couldn't say anything else. But now it's been confirmed. So this will make Park Seo Joon the third Korean actor to star in a Marvel movie.
I'm excited. I saw, like, the airport pictures, and I was like, oh, I'm so ready.
Aww. We will have to share him now.
Oh, like, a girl made a TikTok about that. Like, I'm so happy for him, but now the whole world knows about him. But he was already famous. Like, lots of people know him already.
To be honest. And last but not least, which I just thought was a little fun one. So producer Ryan John is debuting a girl group. So if you're like, who's this Ryan guy? Who's that? He is very important, okay? So he has written slash produced a lot of hits for SHINee, FX, TVXQ, ooh, NCT, EXO, Red Velvet, Girls' Generation, Monster X, Twice, Oh My Girl, IU, and that's not even his whole catalogue, okay?
Ooh, okay.
He's been around. So the group is called Bugaboo, okay?
Okay.
Okay, the name refers to a scary imaginary being that frightens people and conveys the meaning that the group wants to become one that surprises the world while overcoming the frightening and surprising things existing in people's hearts together to make dreams come true. Whatever that means.
That sounds like such an SM concept, like, just so right? Random and weird, but go off.
So, obviously, you know, if you're, like, a 90s baby or early noughties baby, when you think Bugaboo, you think Destiny's Child, Bugaboo, a Bugaboo. And a Bugaboo in that song refers to, you know, your boo, your mans, your girl, your partner, bothering you, being a bug, you know what I mean? Like, asking you for money, for food, but, like, doing too much of it. Like, get your life together, go get a job, you know? Being a bug, right? That's so... But now I was like, bugaboo? Okay, but if you actually do look at the definition of bugaboo, it's defined as an imaginary fear, which then I guess ties into this group's concept. Mm-hmm. Not really sure how this concept's going to go, so, you know, just got to wait on that. So this will be a 6-member girl group. I think they do have teaser pics out, so you can have a look and we'll have their names and stuff. So, yeah. Mm, bugaboo.
Interesting.
But yeah, that's the end of Hot Topics. Hot Topics. If you guys want us to talk about any story in particular, then make sure you use the hashtag HowYouAtYou, or you can hit us up at HowYouAtYou. Moving on to our next segment called Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, hot tea, games, anything in between. You can send that to howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. Or you can submit it on my website. That's kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. The U is just a letter, where there's a whole form where you can submit all your lovely stuff, insert fake name, all that good stuff. And yeah, we'll read it out on the show. So Shay, take it away.
Okay, so our very first unpopular opinion for today is, why does NCT's extracurricular activities got to do with their music? Release the music video, SM.
So I think this is referring to, because obviously we missed a week. Mm-hmm. So before the whole Lucas thing happened, Lucas and who was it? Hendry, I think.
Okay.
They were meant to release a subunit song. What was it? Jalapeno, I think it was called.
Okay.
Meant to be called. There was like a teaser out for it. So I think the teaser's still out, unless SM deleted it. I don't know. But yeah, obviously because of the whole Lucas thing, they kind of pulled the plug on that. Sorry, Hendry. I guess maybe some agencies would still release it, because as you said before, Shay, publicity is publicity, but SM don't play like that.
They really don't. I get it, because I feel as though not promoting bad interactions or people doing bad stuff, mm-hmm. but I am like, sometimes when someone has a scandal that's mostly to do with their personal life and then it now affects their work, I don't always get that, because imagine, I get it's different because you're famous and you have influence and these people that feel like they know you, but if you're a lawyer and that's your day job, and then maybe you had, I don't know, like a bar fight or something, unless there were legal implications to what you've done, that's your life, so you deal with it there, you wouldn't bring that to the office. So I understand how this is slightly different, because they're famous and everyone knows all of them, but I'm like, I'm also think of it from the perspective of like the teams behind it that maybe put in all of the effort to produce the music video. And I've heard it happen to like with actors and dramas as well, where the rest of their cast that had nothing to do with whatever's happening with them now have this piece of work that they worked really hard on that won't go out.
Or it's just tarnished because
exactly.
Child, I know how that feels. anyway, but yeah, I guess it's, I get it from the fan perspective. You just, you know, just want the content. But yeah, it's kind of sticky, especially, you know, we've always talking about parasocial relationships and intertwining reality with the business. And when you do that, you can't just be like, well, this is just business, because like it's all intertwined now.
Exactly.
So, yeah, sorry, boo. You might not never get to hear that song.
Oh God!
Unless they repackage it a different way, and then Hendry gets to do it with someone else, or maybe release later on down the line, but they might call it something else and change it a bit. So we personally won't know that this was the Jalapeno song, but it was, because it's. I feel like now if they just release it, whether that's tomorrow or like 2 months or 2 years down the line, because of when the promotions originally were, it's still going to be kind of tied with the whole mess of things. So they might just have to, like, you know, like when you get a cake you don't like the icing, just scrape the icing on and you put new icing on it. Now, oh, this cake's fancy, but it's the same cake. That's the only way you might get the same song.
True. Yeah, maybe we'll get an iteration of it. But I also, I hope that it doesn't sound like we're heartless and we're like, we just want the content. We don't care about whatever the person's done. I'm personally not aware of all the ins and outs of the Lucas situation in particular. But yes, I hope whoever rightfully needs justice or whatever happens gets corrected and all that. So we're not heartless. We still care. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But we're just thinking about like the other implications for other people that put in a lot of work on the projects as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Then our next unpopular opinion is, this person said, "Hi guys, I love your podcast and I am a white girl, and regarding the unpopular opinion about other races being in K-pop, I feel like the cutoff should be white people. I don't think white people need to be included. They stole everything. They stole every other genre. They don't need to steal this one."
Well, dang. Well, I guess this is like a reply to the unpopular opinion that happened 2 weeks ago now. Yeah. And someone said, what was the opinion? Do you remember?
It was something along the lines of they think that K-pop should include other races because it's really global, so it should also be very inclusive with who are in the groups and stuff, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, she said it.
Yeah, she said it. Thanks for loving the podcast, girl.
Yes.
You know when you're just trying to be really careful?
Yeah, like,
I don't want to offend anyone, but I get where she's coming from.
I get,
but the then I wouldn't be like, sorry, yeah. go ahead.
No, I was just saying, like, I agree with you, like, I get the perspective, but yeah.
Technically, there are white people in the industry, they're just not the faces of it. There's a lot of white producers, white writers, white choreographers. So it's not like they're being completely shut out anyway, if that makes sense. Like they're still working, they're still making good coin.
Yeah.
They're just not necessarily the face of it. I mean, like, I wouldn't like have a panic attack or a heart attack if, I don't know, Josh from Dallas somehow ended up in a K-pop group. Because I am my business. If he does what needs to be done, then go, Josh from Dallas, you know? But I don't think it needs to be like equal opportunities kind of thing. Like, wait, there needs to be at least a white member in every group now because it's worldwide. No.
I feel like I agree with the way you're explaining it, because if it's for a purpose, like the purpose of the group is this international K-pop group, then it makes sense. But also, say, for example, like the Black Swan group, at least the current iteration with Fatu being in the group, she was invited and that sort of thing. Like, I feel as though it's different when people are, like, sticking their foot in the door and they're trying to, like, go into a space that isn't necessarily for them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're invited to some extent and you're just an addition and there's respect and a lot of effort put in, I don't really have an issue with that. But I also don't see this intense need to put foreigners in K-pop groups. It's a sticky one because there's a lot of mixed idols as well. So is that saying that they shouldn't be in groups?
That's what I'm about to say. I was like, well, technically there are white people. Well, they're half white people.
Yeah.
Person. Well, they're not people, are they? They're a person.
Yeah.
But anyway, but we get what you mean. What you mean.
Yes.
So we agree.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yes, thank you for sharing and thanks for loving the pod. And then lastly, this next person said, "It really bugs me when some idols become actors and people overhype them, especially the ones with mediocre acting skills."
Oh my days. Do you know what's so funny?
Yes.
I was talking about this yesterday.
Like, oh, really?
Yesterday. Shout out to Tiffany. Hey, girl. So, my friend Tiffany. We were talking about certain, not necessarily, well, I'll get to it. Mm-hmm. You know, you're just having a conversation in your mind. Right. So, you know, like sometimes, yeah, when a group will debut and they'll have that one member that's like beautiful, stunning, and you could tell that they're meant to be an actor. They're not really meant to be in a group. Like they can still sing, they can still dance, but it's not give. They're not giving me stage presence. They're not giving me pizzazz. Do you know what I mean? But then if they're in a drama. I know this is kind of the opposite of what this unpopular opinion is saying, but I'm getting to it.
It makes sense.
But
yeah.
But when they're in a drama, like they're given emotion, they're given tears, they're given hajima. Like they're just they're given what needs to be given for that point in time, mm-hmm. and. What we were saying is sometimes, even though this route is kind of backwards, I feel like what some companies do, not necessarily the person themselves, what some companies do, they can see that potential. Mm. But because, like, it doesn't matter what industry it is, when you don't have a name, it's sometimes hard to actually, you might get your foot in the door in terms of audition, but, like, booking the role. So sometimes I feel like it's easier, for example, if I was in a group and just say I wasn't given what needs to be given. Mm. And like I debut and we're like the top group of our company. And then I go to, now I can pursue my acting because it's like, oh my gosh, it's Shanice from How You At You. That's now gonna, it's easier for casting directors to book me for that role because now, because I have, oh my gosh, it's Shanice from How You At You, viewership, yeah, exactly. It's like the people are intrigued, they don't really care about what, some people of course will care about the story or whatever, but now it's like, oh my gosh, Shanice from How You At You is in it. And I feel like that's why it's this unpopular opinion, they get idols in certain things, certain shows because of the whole, oh my gosh, Shay, it's this person, it's blah, blah, blah. I love this person, I'm gonna watch it.
I agree with what you're saying, and I think there are also, in my opinion, there are some idols that perform very well as idols,
mm-hmm.
but like I fully see them having the potential to be a way better actor, if that mm-hmm. makes sense.
Yeah.
And then there's the other way of that where someone's just like, oh, they got a pretty face and like a decent following, let's chuck them in a drama.
Yeah.
And then they get overhyped and then the quote-unquote real actors don't get as much attention. I think that's sort of annoying and upsetting to me.
Yeah. Because then it's just like, can let the actors do their job. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
And then
I'm sure there must be like tea on that, on like the inside. Like I'm sure there are some actors that just like hate idol actors.
Yeah, I feel like it irks people more if, for example, the idol has a really big role or a significant role, and it's just like, oh, like you could have given this to someone else. They really, to be honest, all they need to do, especially with the mediocre idol actor people. Just give them a small role, but you can still plaster them on the poster. Because if the show or the film is good enough, okay, that will get bums and seats having, oh, this person from this group. That will get people's intrigued. But if the script and the production and the actors are good, the story's good, people will stick around.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's having that build up, not just like straight away putting them on this pedestal, because then you're making this new audience and this new group of people maybe have a bad taste of idol actors in general because of this one instance. But question, who's like your favorite idol actor?
Oh, why are you going to ask me that? I don't watch dramas like that.
Because for me, I would say like one of my favorites are like Dio and Suzy.
Okay. See, I haven't watched anything that they've been in.
Oh, really?
This is what I'm saying. I don't... But listen, I don't say it for dramatic effect. I don't watch dramas like that. I'm trying to think of a drama with an idol in it. I don't think I've seen one with an idol
Maybe
in
not.
It.
Maybe not.
Can't think of any. On the top of my head anyway.
Okay. We'll circle back. But there are definitely some good idol actors. But then there are the ones that just get chucked into the mix.
Yeah, there's also some actors that can really sing.
Yes, this as well.
So maybe actors, yeah, just come for their jobs. It's okay. You have your debut stage, yeah. Sing all the OSTs as well. take their jobs too. I'm
screaming. Why not? Okay, but yes, that's the end of Say What. That was all of our unpopular opinions. But remember, if you guys want to send us any unpopular opinions, stories, dilemmas, or requests, you can send them to us at hallyut@gmail.com, DM us on socials, or leave an anonymous submission on Shanice's website. And now it's time for On the Radar. So this is where me and Shanice are going to let you know what we've been listening to, watching, looking forward to, or anything that we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
Child, there is nothing. The radar is quiet.
Crickets.
Crickets, literally. I've been out of it for a week. I wasn't very well. So I haven't really been, looking. But I want to say, actually, which has been on my, I guess, on my radar, that is K-pop related, is I want to say congratulations to LOKO, which is the London Korean Dance Workshop. They have been around for a whole 10 years. And it was their anniversary, like their 10-year anniversary workshop that they did over the weekend, which I attended. No, you girl did not dance, but I did create the ad libs for everyone there so they can feel themselves. And yeah, I just want to shout out to, you know, Tammy and Caroline and Darian and all the LOKO team that, you know, have been providing the things for the people. So yeah.
Yes, definitely. I think that's actually where we met for the first time, was at a LOKO event.
Probably, yes. Yeah.
So shout out to LOKO. For my radar, well, HallyuCon just happened, so that was really fun. So thanks to anyone that attended that. But my radar bit is low-key a quick unpopular opinion, because you know that obviously Shang-Chi came out, the Marvel movie.
Yeah.
And some people are like really going,
I haven't seen it yet.
Me too. I really want to watch it. And some people are really going off about the fact that they don't think, sorry if I butcher his name, but I think his name is like Simu Liu or something.
He is beautiful, by the way.
He's
gorgeous. He was in my dream the other day. Sorry, before you go into it, like, he was in my dream. Basically, what had happened was, it was a really weird dream. What had happened was, I don't know if I was in like a school, but it was like in a school / university / college. It doesn't make any sense. There was like a party in there or something. And for some reason, I brought my whole big laptop. Why? I don't know. Was I DJing? No, I just brought it. Why? I don't know. So I put it down in this room, which was a classroom, but it had a bed in there for some reason. I don't understand.
I don't know where this is going. We have young
listeners. No, it's PG. Girl, get your mind out of the gutter. Yeah, so I put my laptop on the bed and then I went about my business. The party had ended or I was going somewhere else because it was like a festival at the same time. That's what I'm saying. The stream does not make sense.
What?
I was going somewhere else because it was like a festival at the same time. So it's like different activities in a different part of the building. So I went back. So I'm like, okay, let me go get my laptop. And I went there and it was gone. And I was like, oh my gosh, where's my laptop? And then Cebu was there and he was like, I'm going to help you find your laptop. So we were walking around trying to find the laptop. And like, then Aquafina was in my dream at one point. I don't know. We were just walking around looking for my laptop. And I was just looking at him like, this man is beautiful. Why is he helping me? But anyway, that was my dream.
I'm done. I'm so done. Girl. What even? Okay.
People were complaining. Fans were complaining that you were saying sorry.
Yes, sorry. So some fans have been, I wouldn't call them fans, but some people have been complaining, saying that like he isn't quote unquote attractive enough, and that they should have got, I think even Jackson Wang was like used as the example of the kind of look that they should have went for. And I'm like, you guys, one, the man's perfectly fine. Like, he's gorge.
Fine.
Two, you guys, like, half of the MCU is like 45-year-old men that have like receding hairlines and gray hair. And y'all are complaining. Like, I'm an MCU girl, but you guys need to be realistic.
Plus, yeah, like, first of all, okay, I know looks matter, but really and truly, like, it's down to the acting. What are you talking about? And I don't even know what you're talking about, because he has the whole look. Child, what are you talking about? Please sit down. It's not like they're just trying to find anything to nitpick.
Like, what? At least make it make sense. That's my point. Like, yes, he might not be your exact type. That's completely fine. But don't go and try and say that, like, he's, quote unquote, like, too ugly to be a good MCU character.
Because that's a lie. That's a whole lie. Like, open your eyes. Look at him. He is fine.
Like, literally, like, what more do you want? And in my opinion, like, I think he works really well because, like, one, I do think he's, like, above average good looking. But I feel like if we had, like, the typical, stereotypical, like, pretty K-pop boy sort of image, it just wouldn't that feel wouldn't right. Like, it wouldn't work. Yeah.
I just feel like whenever it's, like, a new... Because, like, I guess he's, like, a newcomer for some people if we haven't, like, watched, like, Kim's Convenience or seen him in other things. Like, when he's, like, a... When it's, like, a newcomer, there's always people saying stuff because I also remember when... What's his name? Chris Hemsworth, when he got Thor. And everyone's like, who's that? Like,
seriously?
Oh. Yeah, because I... Listen, I knew who he was from before because I used to watch Home and Away.
He was in Home and Away?
He was in Home and Away and he had like...
Because that's Australian, hair. Isn't it?
Yeah. So I'm screaming. I'm like, let him do... Because and plus before, I think I could be wrong, but I feel like he was still was built, but he was more on the skinny side, not like how we know Thor, like, do you know what I mean? So I feel like people are like, oh, he doesn't... He's just like this pretty... He was probably given off, like, K idol vibes. Like, he's a very pretty boy. Do you know what I mean? That aesthetic, like, skinny. God. Do you know what I mean? Like,
not Thor, Opa. You need to leave it. Just stop.
But you get what I mean? Like, the if you think of, like...
Like, more of a clean, like, pretty look. Like, yeah, his brother.
Yeah, like, clean cut. Like, not even like his brother. Like, he was giving me... He could probably, like, fit in a 90s boy band.
Kind of
vibe. Like, that's how I picture, like, especially if you think of him, like, in Home and Away, because that's, like, the last thing that I could properly remember him from when it was announced that, like, he was going to be Thor, right? And it's just, like, people know what they're doing with, like, costume and diet and exercise and, you know, they have to go through rigorous training. Like, even though this is all make-believe, they still have to do, sometimes they have to do their own stunts and fight scenes and...
All of this, and then, like, imagine you put in all those, like, because there's prep, there's, like, there's, like, a word for it, but, like, where you get, like, your body ready, like, there's the stunt training, and there's all this stuff, just to, for people to then be like, oh, you're not pretty enough, like, excuse you.
Shut your mouth. And this is the problem as well, like, this is a problem that I have with, like, TV shows and Hollywood or whatever, yeah? Like, I feel like sometimes people are too... fixated on the look and not like the story itself. Like, I can understand people feeling kind of fixated if it's like a biopic or something, because, like, obviously you feel like you know said person
and of course
they're meant to look a certain way. I get it, but, like, sometimes it's like hair and makeup exists, prosthetics exist, like, let actors act, for goodness sake. I'm sick and tired of it.
But even, like, we could have this we're gonna have to wrap up soon. We could have, like, I opened a can of worms, but, like, it does really bug me, because once again, referring back to the MCU, like, if we think about, like, the traditionally, like, good looking acceptable, desirable, young looking man, maybe Captain America would be the one I can have the most understanding for. But people simp for, like, Iron Man and the Hulk, so, like, I don't understand. Like, it doesn't make sense to me.
It's racist. I don't know, but just, he's a good looking man, he's doing his thing, congratulations to to Simu, because, like, he put that in a universe. Remember that tweet?
Yes, when he put that in the universe there.
And he got it, so I'm good here for it. I can't wait to see it. And then we'll have our own opinions. If the movie is trash, then we're like, okay, the movie was trash. But it's not because of his face.
But he's still beautiful to me.
Exactly. Beautiful
Literally last bit before we wrap this up. Talking about, like, you sparked it when you said hair and makeup and prosthetics. Tell me why. I think it might have been Thor that put out, like, a behind the scenes pic, like, 13 hours later to install his lace front. Why is it taking 13 hours?
They need to hire, what's his name? Tay. Is that his name? The Wigologist.
Oh, I don't know who that is, but they need to get somebody because given Auntie like 30 minutes, she could do a 360 lace, okay? Like, what's going on?
I don't understand why it's taken 13 hours. Maybe they got stuck. Did you think they braided his hair back?
But even if they do, like, think of like a good auntie that could just like
lay but what I'm saying is maybe they were like they're trying to figure out the whole cornrowing situation and like
No, but I understand if he's a new character, if you've been laying his hair, like how long's he been Thor?
Oh, that's true.
You're like right. If you've been having to do that for so many years, why would it take that? No, something's not right.
I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe you're right. Maybe they need to hire auntie in it.
Just get auntie, okay? She'll look after you.
Anyways,
that was the whole tangent.
Thank you so much for listening to How You At You.
Yes, and remember that you can send us any of your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, stories, or anything that you want to send our way to howyoutea@gmail.com, drop us a DM on socials, or even leave an anonymous submission on Shanice's website.
Ooh, oh, gosh. So I've been Shanice from K-Pop Bots. I just want to say I'm on a mini hiatus because I was sick. So I'll be back soon. Well, follow me anyway at K-Pop _ Twitter. I was gonna say K-Pop, that doesn't make sense. Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, that's what I'm saying, not K-Pop. What the hell? Anyway, Shay, please.
And I've been Shay from the K-Way. You can follow me on Instagram at the K-Way _100 or on YouTube at the K-Way, and there might be stuff there. Cross your fingers.
We are terrible. But anyway, follow us on How You At You. Like,
yeah, do that.
We'll be there, we think. Who knows anymore?
Hopefully. Surprise.
You have to follow to find out. Cliffhangers. Exactly. Anyway, yeah. And so until next time, we will
holla at you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.